A fully married woman who lives in her husband's house and whose father and husband each had in mind that she should be a member of their respective Karban Pesach should eat the Pesach of her husband. If it was the first Yom Tov after her marriage and it was going to be spent at her parents' house, and again her father and her husband each included her in their Pesach, then she can join whichever of the two groups she decides to join. If an orphan had more than one guardian, each shechted a Pesach with intent to include the orphan, he may choose whichever of the groups he prefers. A slave belonging to partners, each of which included the slave in their respective Karban Pesach, may not eat from either Pesach unless the other partner agrees to allow the slave to do so. Finally, Zakta Mishnah, one who is a half slave and half free may not eat the Pesach of his owner, because we assume that the owner did not have in mind to include the half that was free. Our mission seems to allow the woman to choose to join either Pesach even when it's time to eat. Since one has to be included in the Pesach at the time of the Shechita, this would seem to prove that we hold her Breira, because she's retroactively considered to be included in the Pesach of her later choosing. The answer is the Mishnah may mean that she can choose at the time of the Shechita, but not after. Our Braisa says that after the first Yom, that the first Yom after the marriage, the woman must eat from her father's Pesach, and after that she can choose where she prefers to join. This is different than our Mishnah. The Gemara says the Braisa is discussing a woman who wants very much to go back to her parents' house, and therefore it's assumed that she wants to be part of her father's Pesach. The Mishnah is dealing with a woman who doesn't have that type of feeling. Zakhtam Rabbi Yechanan said, the Pasuk says, then I became in his eyes like one who was found to be perfect. That's what the Pasuk says. He explains this is like a bride who is seen as perfect in the eyes of her father-in-law. She wants to run back to her parents' house to tell them how she is thought of over there. Mar says, the Pasuk says that Hashem says, the day will come when you will call me my husband and no longer my master. Zakhtam Rabbi, this is like the distinction of a woman who is married only through Erisin and then goes into Nisuin as well, resulting in a much closer relationship. Rabbi Yechanan explains, the Pasuk refers to a young sister who is not fully developed. Zakhtam Rabbi says, this refers to the people of Elam who merited to learn Torah but not to teach it. The Pasuk says, Ani chayma v'shadai k'migdolois. This wall, the Migdala refers to the Torah, Achayma, and the Migdolois are the Tamid HaChacham. Rava says the wall is Klal Yisrael, and the Migdolois refers to the Shuls and Batim Midrashim. Zok Gemara of Zot Batuvi, the name of Rav, said the pasuk refers to the young men of Klal Yisrael as young trees because they have not sinned, and it refers to the young girls as corners because they do not engage in znus. Both groups are referred to as built in the form of the Migdash because Hashem considers it as if the Migdash was built in their days. Zok Gemara, the pasuk says that Hashem appeared in a prophecy to Hoshea, who is greater than the others mentioned in the pasuk, as he mentioned first, but he appeared in a prophecy to Hoshea, to Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha. Hashem told Hoshea, your children, the Yidden, have sinned. Instead of answering to Hashem, they are your children, the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, have mercy on them. Instead, what Hoshea says back, and he says to Hashem, Hashem, the world is yours, so just switch them for another nation. Hashem told him, go take a Zayna for a wife, who will give you children of Znus. You'll never know if the children are really yours. And Hashem said, I will then tell him to divorce her, and if he's able to do so, then he said, I will tell him, okay, I could also send the Yidden away as well. Hashem was saying that he couldn't get rid of the Yidden, no matter how bad they were, because they're his children. Mar says, the Pasuk says that Hoshea took Goymer Bas Divlayim for a wife. Goymer means that all were Mazana with her. Bas Divlayim means that she and her mother had bad reputations for being Zaynas. Shmuel says it refers to that she was sweet to everyone like figs. Rabbi Yechon said it refers to how everyone was Mazana with her. Rabbi Yehuda says it refers to how they wanted to end the wealth of the Eden in her days. Rabbi Yechon said they actually did end the wealth of the Eden in her days. The Pasuk says she had a son and Hoshea was told to name him Yisrael, symbolizing an end to the kingdom of Klal Yisrael. She then had a daughter and Hoshea was told to call her Loi Ruchama, symbolizing that there would be no more pity for Klal Yisrael. She had another son, and Hoshea was told to call him Loi Ami, symbolizing that Klal Yisrael was no longer Hashem's people. Hashem then told Hoshea, divorce his wife. Hoshea said, I have children with her, I don't want to divorce her. Hashem said to him, if you can't divorce the wife who is a Zoyna because of the children who you don't even know if they're yours, how much more so I can never get rid of Klal Yisrael, who are my children, the children of Amitav and Yaakov, who are one of the four acquisitions, so to say, that I have made in my world. The four acquisitions are Torah, Shemayim V'aretz, the Beis HaMikdash, and Klal Yisrael. Realizing his mistake, Hoshea began asking mercy for himself. Hashem said, before doing that, ask for mercy for Klal Yisrael, upon whom I have made three decrees because of you. The decrees were symbolized by the names of his children that Hashem told him to name his children. Hoshea davened for mercy, and the decrees were annulled. Hashem then blessed Klal Yisrael, reversing the three decrees one by one in his blessing. Rabbi Yechanan said, authority, someone who has authority, buries the one who holds it. As we find that every Navi lived during the period of four kings, you see that the kings died earlier than the Naviim. Rabbi Yechanan said, we learn from a pasuk that Yerovam, Melech Yisrael, merited to be listed with the kings of David. Why? Because he did not accept Lashon Hara regarding Amos. Rabbi Elazar said, even when Hashem is angry at the Eden, he remembers his mercy. The Pasuk says that Hashem says he will no longer have mercy on the Eden. The fact that he even mentions mercy means that he hasn't forgotten about mercy. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechanan learned from the Pasuk that the Eden were scattered in Golus so that they should increase with converts, with Geirim. Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Shimon Meichai, said, we learn from Hoshea that even in a generation that curses its parents, one should not speak bad about a slave to its master. Hoshea spoke bad about the Eden to Hashem, even though they were not good at that time. Rabbi Shai explained the pasuk that Hashem has done a kindness by spreading us throughout the Gaulish. We see from a story that the Romans desired to annihilate the Jews, but couldn't because we were not all located in one place. Rabbi Chiya taught, a pasuk teaches that Hashem sent us to Gaulish and Babel because he knew that we could not withstand the terrible persecution of the Romans, so we have in Babel we would be able to exist. Rabbi Lazar said we were sent to Babel, which was referred to as Sheol, because the pasuk says that we will be redeemed from Sheol. So Hashem put us there to ready to start the wheels of redemption. Rabbi Hanina said we were sent there because their language is similar to that of the Torah, which would help that Torah should never be forgotten. Rabbi Yechanan said we were sent there because we were being sent back to our place of origin, because that's where Avram came from. Ula said we were sent there because dates are abundant there, which would provide an easy source of sustenance to allow people to learn Torah. Rabbi Lazar said a pasuk says that people will say, let's go to the house of Hashem, the God of Yaakov. Is he only the God of Yaakov? The pasuk means the Beis HaMikdash is not referred to as Avram referred to it, which is a mountain. Nor like Yitzchak referred to it, which was a field, rather is referred to as Yaakov said to refer to it as a house, a bias. Rabbi Yechon said the pasuk refers to the day that we will be gathered from the Gaulus as a great day, which teaches that it will be as great as the day that heaven and earth were created.